I didn't do it because I wanted him to prove anything, but rather because I was hungry for him. He led me to two stories within a matter of days, the first being the story of the Lord calling Samuel, 1 Samuel 3, verses 1 through 21. It is still one of my favorites and includes what was, for me, the key that began to turn the door of faith. "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." Verse 10. It has become something I repeat over and over as I go about my daily life. I realized that God had created me to be in communication with Him. He wanted me to invite Him into corners of my life that seemed too small for Him to fit. I began to listen, and I invited Him to speak. The other story is in the Gospel of Luke, where two people are traveling the road to Emmaus. I decided I was going to read it over and over again, slowly digesting the words and asking God to reveal Himself to me. I did a little word study and found that the name Emmaus means warm springs, and that these springs were frequently used for healing purposes. So I began to picture two people walking toward healing instead of to just some random biblical location. The full story is found in Luke 24, verses 13 through 32, but here is the gist of what is captured in that passage. 3 days after Christ was crucified, two of his disciples were walking to Emmaus, and they were sad because they didn't feel convinced that he was risen or that he was really the Christ at all. They were discussing this when a man, Jesus, raised from the dead, catches up to them. The word used is the Greek word egizo, which means to draw near, approach. The men didn't know who he was. They told him all about their disappointment, sharing that they had believed Jesus was the promised one, but now they doubted. There was no evidence. There they were, walking with the living Christ, and they had no idea who he was. They were looking past his face and into the abyss that demands proof. They saw his sandals, his hair, his eyes, his robe, but they did not see him. They continued walking side by side for miles as he spoke to them, reminding them of everything from Moses to the prophets, but they did not know their shepherd. Finally, they reached their destination. Jesus acted as if he was going to continue on, but they begged him to stay for supper. They longed to be in his company, so they invited him to be their guest. As they sat around the table, their eyes were opened. Scripture says that Jesus took the bread and blessed.